The president of the United States could travel freely, but now, even when he just came back from the White House, to the White House or whatever, and turn around, every time I wake up, something always happened. Because now, President Trump had just extended this stupid social distancing shelter in place until the 30th of April, which means Easter. Now here in the United States. So Easter is already canceled for Rome, already canceled for Jerusalem, and they already can't go, Muslims already can't go to Mecca. Everything is closed. Now we gotta sit here and rot until the 30th of April. And then to turn around, the president said that there could be recovery by June. Recovery by June. 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 What in the hell? I was hoping for so much hope that we get out of this nightmare because Springfield was doing a shelter in place until the 24th. And now that's almost matching the national shelter in place until the 30th. It's almost matching it. It's almost matching it just by a few days. So now we're still stuck until the 30th. We were supposed to be out of it by now. Except for Springfield. But at least the rest of the country would have been out of it. And yet the president freely traveled yesterday to another state to a hospital ship. And we're stuck right in an apartment. Well, Mr. Wharton. And we're stuck here for another 30 days. Well, not 30 days, but you know what the cat that I'm trying to say. Another probably 2 weeks, along with New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. That's it. I guess the president said, well, since New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut is in the two weeks, might as well put the whole country back in there too. And then he could freely travel. Next thing you know, probably get to go to New York to see the devastation in New York. And we can't even do anything. We don't even have no means to escape. No means. No means. No means. No means. Except for sleep. That is it. Oh, at least we have our dreams. We can always escape in our dreams. We always have that. We always have that. And yes, we still have WrestleMania. That's always ever changing, always ever evolving, always, I don't even know what the hell is going on. Wow. This is very disappointing. I am hurt. I am angry. I am very hurt and I am very angry at this. And yet the innocent people, the ones that are complying with this, had to be thrown in there for I don't even know how many days we was in. We was in 15 days. We're stuck with this for months with like the rest of the country. I don't even know how many days it is now. It is terrible. Absolutely terrible. A month? We're not even going to have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. Without our freedoms, without our right to travel, the president is the only one that could get on Air Force One. The only one that could get on an airplane right now is the president. He's the only one, the exalted leader. But the exalted leader should have been Christ, but he's the only exalted leader that could get on an airplane right now. He's the only one that could get on an airplane and travel to another part of the state. On that part of the United States, I should say. And meanwhile, we have to be stuck at home. There was even a couple that got married on Zoom. They even had to cancel their honeymoon. It was over in Chicago. They had to even cancel their honeymoon, but had the wedding on Zoom. And yet the president can freely travel. I can officially state this, 2020 has been destroyed. until we see some life back into this, until we're back to normal at the president will state June! Until we get out of this crazy nightmare, 2020 has been destroyed. That is terrible. I am hurt. I know a lot of you are hurt. I love you. A lot of you are disappointed. Oh, my God. April 30th, recovery by June